depending on the traditional knowledge and skills, you have the you have to utilize the heritage skills and knowledge of unique offerings, right? The traditional herbal remedies and medicines Indians rural India has to offer. The also the crafts like weaving and pottering is also something which is very important and very scarce. So if you actually make them understand, so in some or the other areas, weaving and pottering may be happening, but they may not be doing it in the way it has been accepted by the market, right? The key elements or the wow factor, which you may say. So this is where your competence will come into picture. Skilling, unskilling, learning, unlearning, and making the marketing campaign for them, making the like miso. Okay, what they have done? They have just simplified the way how people look at it, right? Now it is so easy through miso to search for the local talent, local weaving, be it pottery, be it any aspects. It's so simple, right? So basically, you can also focus on one or the other aspects. Collaborative approach is the way forward. When the market is so niche, it's so difficult, it's so demanding, it's the market is different, right? You are different from the market. So how are you going to do it? It's only by collaborative approach, by so sharing, learning, mutual support, shared goals, and encouragement of innovation is also very important through use of shared experiences and knowledge. It should be a long-term orientation, it cannot be a short-driven or it's a long-term orient. It should be focused on stability, it should focus on community-focused, it should be focused on well-building. It should align with rural values for steady growth and responsibility, because you're not talking about short-term here. Do make business, sell and just go. You should be there for, you're talking about the next 30, 40 years, right? Focus on rural market or focus on local market. Gandhiji has once said, real India lies in rural India. That means he also had an idea, the potential of the rural market. So when you are talking about the focus of local market or rural market, it's not about eliminating the or cutting your entire supplies. It's just about reducing the dependence of on the external market or external suppliers. It cannot be a situation wherein the urban areas or urban market or company should see rural market only as the consumer. That cannot be a situation, right? You need to focus on various aspects. Just allow me a second. There has to be a trust which needs to build, bind. There has to be loyalty which has to be earned within the local communities. What are the roles of local resources in rural entrepreneurship? You have an abundant natural resources. You have forest, you have ecotourism, you have water resource which can be used for aquaculture, irrigation, fishing. When I say fishing, it's not about the fishing in the sea, it's about fishing in within the pond. You can use your resources, the local water resources, okay, focusing on the aquaculture. Human resources, cultural resources, which we have already discussed in our previous sessions. Yeah, this comes the very important point, financial and social resources. What are the importance of financial and social resources? Financial resources, specifically focusing on microfinance, community saving groups, government and NGO grants for rural ventures, development banks for rural businesses. As you all know, no business can work or function without the resources, which is finance. So there has to be a various aspect which needs to be focused on, be it government, be it the microfinance, which has been derived by the private sectors, obviously with a special focus or special compliance driven through RBI. There has to be an NGO and the local government who should focus on the rural ventures, which if the ideas are really great, it should be funded, right? Social capital, trust, support from the community, collaborative network for shared success, informal mentorship and knowledge driven sessions should also be one of the aspects. I'm sure there are multiple challenges which has been faced by rural entrepreneurship. This route is not so easy, right? Because you are venturing into an uncharted territory wherein you do not have control on any of the external factors, be it climate, be it economic, be it social, cultural. There are various aspects, be it the barriers, which includes limited resources, infrastructure, market access. There are specific challenges which arises from like financial constraint, skills, cultural barriers. There are also some of the environmental and regulatory hurdles also. Some markets are very stringent. I remember there has been multiple areas wherein many private firms try to venture into it, but the rules and the regulations of the environmental was so stringent that it was very difficult for this private companies to venture into these tribal areas or rural areas. There has been instance wherein there has been policy paralysis in most of the aspects, which is also very detrimental, which we can focus and which we can talk in our future lessons. There has been a very limited, as I've told you earlier, there has been a very classic case of catch 22 situation wherein you have a lot of potential, but then you don't have access to finance. That's also a very difficult situation to be in, right? The solutions are expanding, as I told you earlier, expanding microfinance banks, promoting community savings, corporate funding and things like that. Inadequate infrastructure, which is rural infrastructure, limited road, increase in operational cost, which restricts market access and things like that. Then definitely there is a need for government push and also public-private partnership, which can address these kind of logistic challenges. Skills and education gap is also one of the most important aspects. When you say catch it young, you should focus the rural entrepreneurship, specifically it should be part of their education modules. Students or children should be taught about various means of entrepreneurs, how to make various careers out of the rural entrepreneurship, be it business management, be it marketing, be it rural marketing, be it technical skills, which is focusing on rural. There has to be focused training programs like the rural development program in Bangladesh. There has to be some kind of equipment entrepreneurship which is focusing on sector specific skills. Example, Fatima's success in vegetable farming through training. There are some barriers which is also focused on social and cultural barriers, like the gender roles and societal norms which limit entrepreneur opportunities for women. There are some social exclusions and discrimination, which is also stopping the marginalized group to enter the mainstream. There are also some barriers with limited decision making and restricted mobility also. And we can address this aspects through community awareness programs, which will pave shift, cultural shift attitude, policies which is promoting equal access to all, encouraging success stories to inspire more inclusion participation. So if there is one person who have gone the separate way and who has made a big remark that his success stories should be publicized, should be utilized in a very great manner, so that he should be also used as the brand ambassador. As I've told you, there are multiple opportunities in rural entrepreneurship, be it the n number of natural resources, the cultural heritage, strong community ties, value added product, tourism, resources. Unlocking these opportunities promotes sustainable development and community growth. Agriculture and agribusiness. The vast potential in agricultural business, be it organic farming or high value cropped, agro processor unit. There is a lot of opportunities in dairy farming, in poultry and aquaculture as well. The market demand is ever growing. Consumers seeking organic. They are seeking locally sourced product. Now, what are the benefits? It's a sustainable livelihood for farmers. It's an improved food security for communities. And it also enhances income through diversified agriculture business. You can refer to this topic or this graph, which will focus on what is agribusiness. Agribusiness is nothing which is a mix of agriculture with business. So when you mix with farming, with other related activity, it is known as agribusiness, be it agritourism, be it crop research, or be it just farming, or utilizing the farming with the other aspects as well. So these are some value-added products. What are the value-added products, like timber, medicine plants, and what are the advantage of it? It increases income of rural communities, it preserves traditional skills, and it also has a marketing expansion through the various riders or vehicles like e-commerce. It has a wider reach towards consumers. Platforms like Amazon and other are making it gain global attention as well. Rural tourism, we have already discussed this point. It has an opportunity, it has key opportunities in ecotourism, cultural tourism, or things like that. It has an appeal to niche markets, authentic. It is immersive experience for tourists. Economic and cultural benefit. Hosting cultural festivals to attract visitors and showcase tradition is also one of the examples of this. Now, coming to rural and rural renewable energy and service segment businesses. Now, in a nutshell, what is rural energy? Renewable energy. I'm sure we all know the abundant natural resources like sunlight, wind, biomass. Just convert it into a solar, wind, and bioenergy, which will address the energy needs, right? It is also environment sustainable and it improves the quality of life of people. Service segment is nothing but the healthcare, education, financial service, which combines the social with business sustainability. Applications of renewable energy resources, and this is the ideal picture of how the PV module, thermal and wind and other biogas aspect worked in tandem. A broad idea about what is rural and urban entrepreneurship. Like you said, entrepreneurship exists in both markets, which is rural and urban. And differences arises through availability of resource, market size and access, infrastructure and technology, social and cultural context as well. Understanding of these differences is essential for entrepreneurs, policymakers, and stakeholders. market size. Urban has a larger, diverse consumer. It has an easy access to local and international market. It has high population density. Wherein in rural, it has a smaller localized market. It has limited consumer base with restricted growth. And the opportunity in expanding via e-commerce is also huge. Infrastructure and technology. Urban area is well developed, has a greater access to innovation. In rural, it has poor roads, limited internet connectivity, requires resourcefulness and innovation to adapt as well. Resources availability. In urban, it's easier to access resources like finance, large pool of skilled labors, and it has proximity to suppliers and other consumers as well. In rural, the things are reliance on natural resources is more. Challenging in accessing financial services and skilled is very challenging. And also remote access increased market. So basically in remote areas, market access is also very difficult. But things are changing. I feel when I go, there are a lot of people who are actually coming. Okay, while we speak, there is a change which are happening. And these change are doing with the new age entrepreneurs, the young entrepreneurs who are in their early 20s. They can take risk. Because that's why you say you should start young. When you are in 20s, you go, so you don't have much things to lose, right? You have a lot of energy, you have new ideas. So these aspects, they may not require much of experience, but they may require the new push. Because with the new idea, with the new innovation, okay, you can change what is there. So these aspects are such, which is, and you can also choose your market. And this may not be right because we are talking about India, which is larger than Europe, right? It's a continent itself. So there would be many markets which we will be talking about these, but then there would be some governments, some local NGOs or certain stakeholders who are actually making a huge difference within the community. Now, let us talk about the cost of doing business. In urban areas, the costs are high, wherein in rural, the costs are low. Transportation and it's affordable in getting localized challenges. Social and cultural context, it is diverse. In urban areas, it is diverse, more cosmopolitan. It has an intense competition which drives innovation. While in urban, there is deep community connect. It has social barriers which can limit growth. But it has close-knitted environment which fosters long-term customer relationship. Innovations and policy environment. In urban, innovation thrives through collaboration, more government programs, grants, and incentives. While in rural, connectivity often stems from necessity and local language. Limited access to foreign government support due to geographical constraint. But this is all growing recognition of rural entrepreneurship towards importance of NGOs and governments. The second point is, I would say, in some access or in some areas or in some rural areas, the government support is actually growing. You have, if you, there has been a constant support from the government, specifically from the local government or state government. So basically, you need to be very clear. You cannot just go in any direction. You need to make your strategy based on these government schemes, areas. So you may be a Marathi, but if you have a very good schemes which is running in MP or UP, so you should focus in that market. You may not have the regional connect, but you may have the skills which can be utilized in those segments. Or at times, you may have some skills, but you don't have the local connect, which you can. So basically, you should not focus or you should not be restricting yourself to a local remote area or the geographical area or the product or the region or the scale. You can focus on the vast community. You can focus on based on your research. You should do a very good research which will give you an aspect where exactly you should go, and you should try your hands in those market. This is a broad idea about what we have discussed about the market size, infrastructure, resource availability, cost of doing business. It will give you a fair amount of idea of what we have discussed in our previous lessons, previous segments. Government support for rural entrepreneurship. You have a lot of support from government, be it from finance, from infra, capacity building, market access, policy, promoting social and environmental sustainability and things like that. Financial assessment, be it microfinance programs, subsidies and grants, tax incentives. There's a lot of stress from the government, from the infrastructure development. You see, there's a lot of improved roads under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, which given access to a better market. As I've told you, you would see in some rural areas, definitely there are challenges. But in most of the rural areas, there has been an access to road. I'm not sure whether all the roads are there, but then there has been an inroads in the roads, in energy. All rural electrification area project has been done, but I'm sure there would be some aspects. You may have a limited access to electricity, which may be okay for the home utilization, but it may not be good, or it may not be it may not be effective for the small scale or the industry which you are planning there. So you need to be very focused. Digital connectivity is also one of the plans which the government has been working on. Capacity building and skill development is something which is very important, like entrepreneurship training, technical and vocational education, mentorships, social network and support networks. Market access and trade facilitation is one of the most important aspects, like market linkaging, trade fairs, export promotion and things like that. Nowadays, you get a lot of aspects from the policy and regulatory support as well, which is very simplified. You have a defined property rights and land tenures and things like that, which was not there some time back. Promoting social and environmental sustainabilities, like the sustainable agriculture, social enterprise, community development and things like that. Role of technology in rural. Technology is something which always enables the rural entrepreneurship through a challenge like isolation and limited resources, right? Key areas which impacted by technology is market access, productivity and efficiency, communication and collaboration, access to information and learning and things like that. Technology for market access, like the e-commerce is a very great example, or the social media marketing is something which will actually boost and build customer loyalty base as well. As I told you, I will not go in depth on taking you through all these things, because this is something which is very convenient. Okay, I would focus more on how to improve productivity. So I'll just tell you about the agriculture technology or the mobile technology or the renewable technology, how they are changing the lives of the farmers. So you may be a small time, you may be your one of the family members would be a farmer, right? And how you will want to change, or how you want to make change. So you can work on some of the other aspects, like you can build an app on weather update, you can build some kind of logistic support which would actually ease them, which would actually help them to aspect. You can build work on the cold storages through government source and subsidies. You have a lot of government lands wherein you can build you can help people in the rural areas to utilize their land which is not being utilized by giving them water and promote fish farming, promote fishing, and you provide them the food for fish. So there are a lot of options, and but then you'll need to come in the market for that. Enhancing communication and collaboration. Internet, video conferencing, cloud computing is one of the examples. Access to information and learning resources. There has to be an access to online platforms like Coursera, Udemy, Agricultural Extension Services. Information sharing networks like social media groups and forums, and exchanging knowledge as well. There has to be an encouraging innovations and new business models like agri-tech startup, digital marketplace, telemedicine, and things like that. With this, I conclude my first session, Introduction to Rural Entrepreneurship. In following chapters or sessions, we will get an in-depth knowledge, or we can dive down on various aspects on rural entrepreneurship. See you in the second chapter. Thank you so much.